is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. Thank you for hanging out with us in Davin's Den. Pip is waving to herself. I don't know what Pip's waving to. Pip is causing all sorts of problems tonight. Pip's back in person and reminding us all why COVID has its bright sides.
Here we are. Keeping her home was a good idea.
It was for everybody, not just me, not just for the audience, just for society.
You're the only one who has to take it in close up in person now, though.
I'm blessed. Hashtag blessed. All right, let's do some scamming. Am I registering good over there? Yeah, I think
yes,
I
am. You are.
Let's do some scamming scams. All right. When we last left off, Fake Davin and Carolyn on Instagram were not getting along well at all because Valentine's Day was coming up and Carolyn wanted a present. But Fake Davin, you know, was like, oh, I want to give you my heart. She's like, I don't want your stupid heart. I'm like,
that's
well,
not good enough.
I was going to propose to you. You know, and she's like, that's nice, but still, what about that? You know, that's for when we see each other. What she got until then? So that was the gist of it. So we will pick it up on Valentine's Day on Instagram between me and my baby. Valentine's Day on Instagram. So we had spoken on the 11th of February 2020. We did not speak until Valentine's Day. And I, she goes, Happy Valentine's. And I say, hi, love, happy Valentine's Day. She goes, thank you. I go, how are you? Greedy, that's how I am. She goes, I'm not feeling too good. I go, what's wrong, boo? She goes, well, it's just that today's Valentine's Day. I go, and that depresses you? She goes, a little, because my friends have gifts and presents, and there's nothing for me. Like a six-year-old on Christmas comes down to the little giving tree, and there's nothing for little Caroline, nothing for little Carrie, nothing for her. All the other children got pretty baubles from their marks, but I've got nothing.
Their marks.
Couldn't you send us something? What do you have in an iTunes card?
Wouldn't it be excellent if my boyfriend was actually named Mark?
Mark the Mark. I'll have to call myself that one. Oh, I can't call myself. My middle name will be Mark. Maybe I'll do that sometime.
Okay.
I go, sigh. Please, I'll get you something. I've had a shitty week and I have stuff going on. I'll take care of it. She goes, well.
Well, where's my sparkly bauble?
She goes, I'm sorry, dear. I go, thanks. I go, what do you mean by well? She goes, I don't know exactly what you can give me. Fucking kicking the ass. I go, well, my love seems not to be enough. You obviously want something shiny. She goes, not exactly.
Oh, because you know those little gift cards aren't shiny.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing. She's, but you must feel like some toast right now because you're getting buttered up.
You don't understand love.
Apparently not.
She goes, not exactly. I'm just in the midst of some issues, and right now it seems like everything is crushing on me right now. I go, I know exactly how you feel. I feel like I can't breathe. What is crushing on you? You're not going to be the only one with a problem, bitch. I got problems, too. Problems all around.
I'm going to one-up you every time you throw shit at me.
That's what I'm going to do. She goes, well, I don't want to really bother you, darling. It just seems some financial and family issues.
Ah, financial. Who would have thunk?
I go, I think we might be living the same nightmare. She goes, I'm so sorry, love. I go, me too.
Anything you can do, I can do better.
Yes. Any shit you can shit, I can shitter. We can go skiing. Anyway.
Yeah, we can go skiing.
I go, me too. I go, what's happening that is causing you issues? She goes, my sister is sick. Cancer.
Huh.
That's her.
I don't have a sister with cancer.
No, he's got a brother, but what does your brother have?
He's a Sagittarius. No. I go, fuck. I'm sorry. What type? She goes, blood cancer. I go, damn, which sister? She goes, leukemia, younger. I can't be bothered with names.
Your young sister, leukemia? What a terrible fucking name.
Leukemia, you got cancer.
Gee, Scream! Sorry, wrong sitcom. I go, what stage is it in? She goes, stage two.
It's at the theater down the street. No, yeah. Stupid.
I go, how are they planning on treating her? The doctor said her liver is getting swollen. Is that a symptom of leukemia?
I'm not sure.
You know what? I'm not going to doubt her. I mean, the laryngitis knocked this girl on her ass for 2 weeks. With
her, so. But she needed surgery.
Imagine what cancer is going to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The libs like to say how good, government-sponsored medicine is. Apparently not in England. Apparently it's the worst type you can get. The doctor said her liver is getting swollen. I go, listen, if she flies to New York, I have some friends at Sloan Kettering. They're very good. You can stay with me while they treat her. And this goes to like what Joe always likes to say. I always try to solve their problems in the wrong way they want.
Yeah, it's like, no, just throw money at it. Stop giving me answers.
I think an iTunes card would clear up her leukemia.
Works miracles.
Sure.
Works miracles.
You apply it directly to the liver.
Thanks, Steve Jobs. You Saint Jobs. She goes, but that's the problem. That's where the financial issues come up. Oh, well played. Well played, Carolyn. I go, that I understand completely. Dealing with it myself.
Can I stop you for a second? She reminds me of the coyote from the Roadrunner cartoons. Well, like every episode they come up with this new fucking scheme, you know?
Well, I'm like the Roadrunner. Beep, beep, motherfucker. She goes, well, I don't know what to do anymore. Fight another asshole. I go, I don't know. I go, people do GoFundMes in the USA. Our healthcare is a mess. I spend my days talking to doctors and fighting with insurance companies. She goes, I'm just fed up with life altogether. All right, suicidal Caroline.
Oh, all right. What is she?
That's good for an extra couple of bucks.
Sure.
Did she get the previous fake Davin handbook?
She might have. She's playing this well.
Yeah.
I go, I know exactly how you feel.
Are you dick? She can't have a moment.
She gets nothing! Nothing! I flew there and she was not there. She gets no leeway.
That's true.
I took a bunch of pills the other night. I was so distressed. It didn't work, so I'm still here. Sad emoji. Suicidal Caroline? Meet suicidal fake Davin.
I mean, this is not funny stuff if it was real, but this is hilarious, like a tennis match of awful.
Sure, sure. I'm
Let's
not gonna...
find out who's going to flatline first.
Don't give yourself more work to do and have to make another bumper, Joe.
Who's going to flatline first?
Can be used in multiple ways. She goes, let's just forget about it, darling. She's like, motherfucker. I go, I can't. I made a promise. I have to handle it. Everything in my life is shit right now. But I hit the stage and I put on a smile because nobody wants a crying comic. She goes, no, dear, don't bother. There's no point. I go, no point in what? She goes, talking anymore about this. Because I'm not getting what I wanted out of you. There's no point, you dumb motherfucker, you.
No, because apparently she's got Mikey the Martyr on the fucking line. Who, I have to do this. Oh, for Christ's sake, all I want is a card out of this asshole.
Yeah, he's got a point. I mean, it's like...
I bring my car, and I do the... Oh, Jesus Christ, I just want a card. I pulled the whole cancer thing with this. Where am I going to go now? With a swollen pancreas? What the fuck?
A swollen liver? What's more, man? What's more?
I brought out the cancer card. What else can I do?
The cancer card always wins.
And then I brought out the suicide card. But no!
Motherfucker's got pills!
You one-up me every step.
Well, at least I'm not drunk and shooting shit this time, so.
I want to set up a scheme. He takes the scheme. Now it's a fucking card. I just want a fucking iTunes card. He's
going to
have a benefit.
Sure.
Nobody's going to come.
Nope.
This guy, this fake Davin, is the ultimate federal case.
Every fake Davin's a federal case.
I know, but this is even better because it's just like, oh, I lay down this card. Oh, no, I've got the ace. Motherfucker.
What's the scammer's name again? Caroline?
Caroline.
A Night for Caroline.
Yeah. At Caroline's Comedy Club.
That's what you should do. You should tell her. We're going to put A Night for Caroline.
We have just the thing. I'll get a bunch of comics.
Oh, no.
I go, no point in what she goes talking about this anymore. I go, I see. Caroline, do you really love me? It's okay if you don't. I mean, I feel like crap anyway. So this would be the day to tell me if you don't. Let's throw on the do you really love me? As long as we're throwing on the shit that's not going right, let's evaluate our relationship today. Because I got to be honest about you. The last time we spoke, I did not feel the love.
Well, you know, but that's just the thing. That those kind of arguments, it's like, oh, okay, I see. So you don't like the way things are going, so let's go for broke. Let's bring up every fucking thing.
Sure.
God, I hate those conversations.
Well, that's what I specialize in. Sit back. She goes, She goes, I see. It seems you're a psychopath at times.
That's what she says to you?
That's what she said to me.
You know, I'm not for nothing.
You know? Joe, don't use that. That's anti-Italian. That stereotypical saying right there.
Right.
I'm offended.
I'm Italian, I can say it.
No, not for nothing. I don't think you can. Anyway, she goes, I see it seems you're a psychopath at times. You reason normally at times. You just wake up and talk rubbish. It seems I'll block you soon. Well, this is taking a turn.
That's what she said?
Yes!
Ow. Oh, that'd be your shift.
I go, wow, I did not see that coming. And I really didn't see that coming.
No, I it seems like I'll block you soon.
She goes, this is our Valentine's Day, by the way, in case I forgot.
Forgot. Holy crap.
But in my defense, she's not getting the gift she wanted.
No,
she...
Look, I've gone out to dinner with Joanne on Valentine's Day, and it's going just as well as this is.
Yeah, but you had to go home with her and sleep, you know, sleep with a ham.
Point taken, sir.
Oh, you cuddled up to that ham nicely, though. Sure.
She goes, because if you don't have anything reasonable to do with me or anything I ask you, stay out of my DMs.
Wow, she's cutting
Get
it off.
The fuck out.
And she's
Get the fuck out.
And she's calling you a psychopath, and it's apparently breaking up with you on Valentine's Day.
I go, wow.
Yeah,
I go, we were just talking about problems we were going through, and you hit me with that. I don't even know what you're talking about. She goes, I mean, I don't really know where this relationship is heading to. Each time you come up with love this, love that. Yes, yes, because we've been talking a while, and I offered to propose to you, and you did not have the proper fucking response. So we are going to discuss love, you twat, you.
Well, you could feel the frustration. You could feel the frustration.
Sure.
You could feel the frustration, man. They want the kid. Yeah, they want that card and they you know, and love and alcohol, for Christ's sake.
Hey, listen, they reached out on July 28th of 2019. We're in Valentine's Day of 2020. They still ain't got shit, and it doesn't look like they're any closer to the prize.
And I think they're realizing that.
Well, I mean, think about it. Christmas went by, nothing. I think she might have had a birthday in there, nothing. Valentine's Day, nothing. But she's still talking to me.
All my friends have shiny baubles, but what do I get? Shit and bullshit from this guy that just won't give me anything.
She's talking to you, but it's not as cordial as usual.
Well, this is the nasty one.
You think?
Yeah.
You think?
So she goes, I'll repeat it. She goes, I mean, I don't really know where this relationship is heading to. Each time you come up with love this, love that. I go, you just said way more than that. She goes, are you trying to scare me or what? I go, you call me a psychopath and a liar.
Really? Ouch.
She goes, what do you take me for? Not nearly as much as you take me for. She goes, what do you take me for? I go, no, I've kept my distance because I'm going through so much. You message me, and then you just attack me. This bitch ain't going to win, but she don't realize yet.
Mm-mm.
She goes, yes, because I don't really feel that connection we had anymore. You're just not that perfect gentleman. You're so crafty and miserly. Me! Crafty and miserly, scheming and plotting.
And miserly... cough up the fucking money already.
If I insult him and call him miserly, surely the iTunes card will be coming.
Oh, yeah, because he'll have to prove me wrong if he really wants a piece of this.
Absolutely.
Like, snidely whiplash.
Yes.
You won't get any money out of me.
You must pay the rent.
So I go, wow. She goes, you always do think I want to take advantage of you. I'm tired of all this shit. It's like you know where I'm coming from. I'm tired of this. Like, I want to take advantage of you. I do, and you're making this hard. We could be so much further along. I could have so many more gift cards. We could have moved on from gift cards to wire transfers. Why are you making it so hard for me to take advantage of you?
Hey, you got to admit, you're beating them. They kind of showed their card. You're beating them down.
That's the goal.
Yeah, and it's like, and my manager is on my ass.
Beating them down, you're frustrating the shit out of them.
I got a job to do. You know how many Carolines we've enlisted to get some money out of you? Nothing.
Oh my god.
She goes, she goes, I'm tired of all this shit. I go, I've said nothing of the sort. She goes, do you know what I face where all my friends have Valentine's Day gifts and the girl of my caliber don't have anything to show for it? Not for just chatting and flimsy excuses. She was going for flimsy.
Flimsy.
You're making me look like an asshole.
All the other people in this cafe have found somebody who's ponied up something. And here I am. I'm working my ass off. I got a team working on you. And still nothing. How is this possible? You know how it makes me look? It makes me look incompetent. Before you, mister, I was in the top tier. I was going to get a free trip to Kenya, but now I'm not.
I was getting...
Yeah, and also I got a boss making the rounds around the cafe who's looking over my shoulder wondering what the hell's going on.
Yeah, I was getting sales bonuses and shit. I was head
bitch
in charge.
Why are you
producing? And you're making me look bad.
I go. How do we go from your sick sister to trinkets? I told you I'd get you something. I bought you an engagement ring. You dumb twat, you, I have all the answers.
Yep.
But it is valid. We're talking about your sick sister, and now you a woman of your caliber? Fuck you!
Yeah, she thinks a lot of herself.
Yeah, and I think less. Which hurts our game. She goes, I'm not sure about you anymore, Davin. That's the problem. That's where this relationship is the disconnect. She's not sure about me. She thinks she's been sure about me. I've been 100% positive about her from day one. That's where the disconnect is.
I have always known.
Exactly. I've always known what caliber woman you are, Caroline.
From the word hello.
Yes. You had me at hello. I knew we were going to have a future together. I just didn't know how long.
You had me at iTunes card.
Yeah. She goes, I'm not sure about you anymore, Davin. So I'm talking about the engagement ring. I go, guess I can return that. You clearly have a very low opinion of me. She goes, I'm trying to be honest to you. I go, it's fine. She goes, because I've known you for quite a long while now, but you seem to act like we just met yesterday. Yes, it's better be fine. You keep lying to yourself. No, honey. No. I'm completely honest with what this is.
But you got to think about something right here. If this was a real relationship and you brought up engagement ring, this would turn the whole tide. She's still going, I don't want a fucking ring. I want an iTunes card, damn it all.
Yeah. It's like, and do you want to be married to somebody who values iTunes cards over your ring? And
yes,
your
I
love?
Do.
You bring it up. There's a question. If there's a question in a relationship that you've been in, and where are we going with this? Because that's what women want to know. Where are we going with this? And you've got an engagement ring. You know, that's what they're usually looking for. You know, and I don't ask me how I know this, but and then you get tied up for 19 years. But no, but nonetheless, you know, but that's what they're looking for. So for her not even to change her spot, you know, right at this juncture tells you that she, you know, she's a scammer.
Well, Ariana Grande ain't gonna buy herself. So, yeah. Let's see. She goes. You keep lying to yourself. I go. And what lie was that? She goes, what engagement ring did you buy? I go, I told you. And I did tell her.
Yeah.
She goes, please spare me those cock and bull stories. From the woman who said she was in the hospital, at a mental hospital with laryngitis for 2 fucking weeks.
Really?
And to somebody that flew to England to go see her and couldn't find either one of them.
Yeah. I go, I was going to propose when I see you this spring. She goes, I go, listen, if you don't love me or never did, just say it. But don't call me a liar. I've been truthful with you. And by truthful, I mean as truthful as you've been with me. It's all relative, really. I mean, what scale of truth we're talking about.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
She goes, and you expect me to believe that? As much as you expect me to believe the horseshit you're pitching, sweetie.
Yeah,
we do, because we want to keep this thing going, stupid.
Yeah.
She goes, and you expect me to believe that? And I go, you expect me to believe you can never, ever video chat with me? So I guess the answer to my question is, you don't love me.
Oh, God.
Why does she keep trying?
I don't know. Like, after all this, why does she keep talking to you?
Because I think it's gotten personal. Why, you motherfucker. You want to play? It's on.
I don't think I'm the best day of her week any longer, Joe.
Yeah, you're not the best part of the day, even.
No, she's got to get something out of me.
Yeah, now it might be a pride thing now.
No.
It could be.
You know, like, I've put this much time into this. I'm getting something.
I know I did.
Yes.
I know the show did.
The show, that's what I'm talking about. So I go, you expect me to believe you can never...
We're benefiting.
She goes, you expect me to believe that you can never ever video chat with me. So I guess the answer to my question is, you don't love me. She goes, fuck that. Spare me all those crap.
Wow.
I think she's fucking snapped. She's had enough.
Well, she started off the day calling.
No, I think she smartened up too. Or somebody looking over her shoulder said, you know, he's fucking around. You know, and I think she might have got a Yelp speech.
So you think she's going to bail? You think she's had enough?
You know what, dude? It looks that way.
What do you think?
I think she started off the day calling you a psychopath, and now she's saying, fuck that. I think things are going very badly for your relationship.
She goes, fuck that. Spare me all those crap. And I say, and I quote, sassy.
Oh, if this was real, that would make me so mad.
I'm sure she's mad, too.
In situations like that, sometimes it is fun to go asshole.
Sure! We've gone full-blown asshole.
Sassy. Oh, because she wants a reaction out of you. Sassy, God damn it all!
Yeah, I'm not begging with her. I'm not, you know, I'm just like, ooh, you're so sassy.
It's like when you're trying to fix something and you're trying everything and then you do it and it's like, God damn it, you know?
I'm essentially saying, you're so cute when you're mad.
Yes. Oh, that, I can see myself jumping through the computer and grabbing your throat at that point.
So, we don't know if this is a guy or a girl, but whatever this is not pleased.
Oh, no, they're
yeah,
just...
No, they're
done.
very not happy, yeah.
My level of irritation to them is not bound by gender at this point.
Oh, no. No. No,
not. Man or female or whatever, yeah, you're an equal opportunity pisser offer.
Yeah, whoever this is on the other end is pissed!
She goes, sassy. She goes, you're not a serious person. That's why I feel you get dumped all the time by your exes.
Oh!
But that's...
Nice return serve.
Not really. Well, that's what she said. I go, not really. I go, when did I get dumped? And then I go, this would be great makeup sex. And I give her a bunch of flames and like a little devil emoji.
You're going to get murdered. Ah.
She thought she knew me.
Yeah.
And like, oh, I'm going to cut him with ganged up. First of all, I never said I got dumped. I just said I had all these exes.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out. And these were these great women. But she's making I get dumped. And then I'm like, where'd you get that from? Then I'm like putting in fucking emojis and shit. She is trying to get my goat. And I have like I'm just mocking her.
Oh, yeah.
You know what this is like? You ever notice like when the dog gets out of the house? And it's like, fuck, we go get, and come on in the house, come on. And he wants to play. And it's like, I don't, would you come here? I don't want to, you know.
Yes,
I
know.
It's like a dog with a cat, they want to come out, you want to get him back, and all you want to do is fuck around.
Yes, and it's almost like they're mocking you, and I'm like, no, come on, I gotta go to work, get back in the house.
Yeah,
yes.
Never mind the fucking ball, get in the house. I don't want to play, damn it, not, come on, I'm late, you know?
Yes, I totally get what you're saying. That's a good analogy.
Unfortunately, Caroline does not get what you're saying.
Uh-oh.
Nice.
So she goes, you make everything so hard. Then two little heartbreaking emojis. I'm tired. I've wasted all my time this year thinking and with a matured person. Little did I know I was with In fact, let's forget it.
Oh, she's breaking up with you on Valentine's Day. Oh,
routine.
She's broken. She's now she's trying to like now she's like trying like she was connected.
Davin, you broke the scammer.
Well, that's what I do. Has there ever been a scammer? Yeah, I mean, has there ever been a scammer that's been exposed to me for a long period of time that hasn't eventually been broken?
No, they've all had some kind of breakdown.
They all son of a bitch. You know, sometimes they pass. This one has lost it. This one is just so I can't get to this guy. He's mocking me. I'm a scammer of my caliber.
Right, you know, head bitch in charge, and you are trying to make me look foolish. You foolish
me. Think about something. You know how cold, well, obviously we all know how cold and callous they are. She's not cold and callous. She's just flat out pissed.
Yeah.
There's a lot of emotion in them right now that it's not cold and callous. You've touched them on a human emotion of frustration. People that are cold and calculating and non-caring, you're touching them, you're frustrating them, and their emotions are getting the best of them.
And remember, most fake Davins are outrageous. This is not a particularly fake Davin. This is the most realistic boyfriend I've played yet.
Yeah.
And like now she's like, oh, I finally got him, and he's just like, fuck you, bitch. He's like, I don't give a shit. Like she thinks I'm all in. Everything tells her I'm all in because I said I flew to London. If she fucking remembers that, and then she's like, you know, I'm gonna insult him. He's like, ooh, sassy, you son of a bitch.
I would be so mad at that response.
You're getting
too.
Them. You're getting them. You're transcending them on an emotional level.
It's what I do.
You know, because they're usually cold and calculating one sentence, and you're getting them on an emotional level.
I think that's a good place to leave it for this evening.
Ooh, that's really
good.
A little suspense
for next week, yeah.
So you guys enjoy how that was played?
Thank you. That was really good.
You know,
I may pose a question for next week. Do you think to our fans and to our staff, do you think that Davin has a chance of rebounding on this? That's a good question for next week.
Now, I will say, I'm not leaning one way or the other, but I will say, fake Davin has been written off many times. The lack of faith over the years, and in this story too, in fake Davin's ability to perpetuate bullshit when all looks lost. I'm just saying.
We have doubted you terribly over the years. Did not think that there was any way that you're going to... It's like tennis. You're running back to the wall. There's no way your tennis racket is going to go all the way out and actually hit this ball. But you get it right back in the field.
That's what I do, baby.
I'm not so sure. I think this is almost when you were at the end of the line with Belinda.
Okay.
You know, you could see just the writing on the wall and where it's going, where... I think that's that. I could be wrong. I hope I am wrong, but I just get that same feeling in the last days of Belinda.
Oh, but Joe, we have a whole other platform to play with.
This is true. We've been dealing with Instagram. We are dealing with bitchy Carolyn. We've only heard from Carolyn okay once, and
point taken. Right. Point taken.
And sweet Caroline, we haven't seen her in a while, unfortunately. So I'm dealing with the twat, who I've dealt with a lot before.
Yeah.
But yeah, I might have broken the twat.
You're going to be sailing into calmer waters next week.
Yeah, this is going to be very interesting to see. Like, does this come back and is it quite as violent?
It does appear she's had enough.
Yeah,
it does appear. I mean, Valentine's Day and she gets this.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, you know, she thought today for sure. A little taste.
Yeah,
I'd give her something. A little nibble to keep her hanging on, just to prove my love.
Really? You didn't even send flowers or candy? Nothing.
I sent nothing.
You did send an engagement ring. I mean, an engagement ring turns everything else, you know.
I didn't send it.
Out, which means
I didn't send it. I bought it.
Yeah, well, but still, women are looking for a commitment, okay? And if you're offering the engagement ring, it shows that you are willing to make a commitment. However, she don't want a fucking commitment. She has an iTunes card. You know, and that's why she's still sore as hell.
Well, Joe, in her defense, nothing says I love you and forever like an iTunes card.
Understood.
Maybe if you had gotten your ex an iTunes card more often than not, maybe she wouldn't be your ex. Apple makes the world go round, my friend.
Yes, sir.
I just want a gift card for some Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Could I get that at least?
I mean, she's tried everything with me.
Yeah, I know.
And it's not working out.
Jesus, just tonight, she's playing the "You Don't Love Me Enough."
Psychopath.
Psycho. That one really smarted. My sister's got cancer. I mean, she's pulled out all stops.
Enough is enough mode.
Oh, yeah. And then you're back with sassy. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, it's like slang with one word. I love it.
I'm not going to fucking get berated by her. Fuck her.
No.
Who does she think she is? I got fake stories too.
By you saying sassy, you just took away every bit of anger she had towards you.
Or I multiplied it.
You just, what's the word I'm looking for? You disabled any, you know, sense of of dominance over you.
Yeah, that's
by just saying that word.
That's what he did. He took away what she thought she had, you know, some kind of like one-upsmanship, and all of a sudden, that's just. I don't mean this in a male particular word, but it's just like emasculating the person, like when they think they had some kind of power over you, and then all of a sudden you're just like, oh, sassy. Like, I love. There's this movie that is like one of my guilty pleasures, Easy A, and this girl that these two girls used to be friends, and the one has gone sour on our heroine, and so she says something rude to her, and the heroine goes, "Ooh, burn!" Like, "Oh, you really bothered me." And that sassy was the same sort of like, "Ah, you took away my power."
It just felt right.
Yeah,
like screaming didn't feel right. Like being wounded and hurt didn't feel right. It just seemed right to fucking openly mock her.
You've done more damage by saying that one word.
Yep.
Than any screaming or lecturing could do. You just took away all that angst that she had against you and shot at that. I mean, that's like almost the basis of comedy, where there's something that seems threatening that you goof on it and it takes the power away from it.
Yeah, I love it.
All right. It's a fine place to end. So we'll see. Is there more Caroline, or does it end on Valentine's Day, and do we move on to the next?
That's a good question, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
All right.
Why not next week?
We would like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support.
Thank you, Sensei.
Yes.
Thank you, Russ.
Very much so.
Side-Splitting Productions, for if you need a comedy show, Side-Splitting Productions is the one to you. We could do it in your home. We could do it in your restaurant, a fundraiser, VFW. If you know a sick comic, we could do it for them, too. Go to Side-Splitting Productions, all professional comedians. Seen them on HBO, Comedy Central, heard them on SiriusXM, all that good stuff. Go to SideSplittingProductions.com. Call us 551-404-3094. Joe, are you gracing anybody with your presence?
Yes, I am, in a sense. I will be, basically, last month I did a top five comics that changed, that were game changers in comedy. I did it with a very funny Don Sill. That is airing now. The links will be on my Facebook page, Joe Curry Nason's Facebook page, and I'll put it on the Davin's Den Facebook page. If you are a comic or a fan of comedy, it was a very, very, very good discussion. It was thoroughly enjoyable.
All right, very good. I guess Tony Hinchcliffe will not be one of the people who changed comedy.
No, that's probably not going to be working for a while.
The people who change it for themselves.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's funny. We always discuss comics being able to free speech and say we are. Oh, boy, no, he fucked up. Boy, did he fuck up. That was a calculation that went very, very wrong.
But maybe I'll go back on the Rogan podcast. Good luck, buddy.
He stepped right in a snow.
But you know what? There'll be douchebags that this will appeal to.
Sure.
Like I said, I hope he doesn't. I hope Anthony doesn't put him on the show.
You want to know something? I don't think he would be on Rogan's podcast, because lately, if the dogs are after Rogan, if Rogan says anything to the contrary of what people want to hear, he just throw him right under the bus. So I don't even think Rogan.
Because you know why? Because you know why? And I don't listen to him. But because people have held up fucking Rogan like he's a fucking wizard. Like he has all the answers. He's a fucking stoner that hosted a show where people ate goat dicks.
But Rogan will tell you, it's just my opinion. What do I know? You know, so it's not like he's sitting out.
But I agree with that opinion. It's just his opinion. What does he know? And I don't have a problem with that. It's the.
Then he'll even tell you that. You
well,
know?
Although he did have to backtrack. He had to backtrack on the COVID shit. He caught some shit. But he's like, maybe I don't know so much. I mean, you might not want to pontificate too much on, like, science and shit. You know, leave that for the politicians to look like assholes when it comes to science. We don't need the comics doing it. Oh, fucking Governor Murphy. See? See, Joe, I'm equal opportunity. I fucking, I go right after the stupid Democratic governors, too.
Well, good, because the whole thing, you know, they're hypocrites because we need to follow the science. We need to, no more masks. We need to look into this more. The CDC just got done telling you, you don't need it.
Yeah, but what do they know?
They knew enough where they were rallying behind them, telling everybody to wear a mask and close businesses and all that.
Yeah, but they were right then.
They have a problem.
They were right then. Now they've lost their way. Fucking government. You know, people were like ragging on Murphy for a long time, and I thought he was doing a good job for New Jersey.
Yeah.
I really did. But now, I can't defend this. Open up, motherfucker.
He sounds like Alf. Remember Alf?
Yes,
he
I remember.
He talks like Alf.
Oh, okay. All right. You will not be invited to his going away soiree. All right. All right. Thank you all for listening, watching. Pip, nice to have you in person. Good time.
Thank you. It was really nice to be here.
Hopefully we'll see you next week. We'll try to make it 2 in a row.
Oh, you know what? Going for it.
Well, you're always trying.
Always trying.
Our little Pip is always plugging away.
There's a girl.
There's a girl. Pip is working off the rust of being in person, forgetting about how awful and vicious it is.
Oil can.
Here's the difference. Like, when we're fucking nasty at home, Pip can run and get some love from Mr. Helix or a cat. There's nowhere to turn here. She's in the shit right here. She's in Thunderdome.
I have to drive for more than an hour for somebody to kiss my ouchie.
Yeah, she has to drive home with self-loathing. She's like, why did I even try that line? I knew it wasn't going to fly. I don't know. It was long. It didn't really have a point. It was like Pip Helix Circle 2013. I know better than that.
My marriage, too.
Sure.
Long without a point.
Long without a point. Disappointing for all involved. And finally chastised by somebody who knows better.
Listening, I'm going to get a text. 10 minutes after this. Fuck you.
Where do I get off? At Joe's Girl. Thank you for asking. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, good night.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening and watching. Stay safe. Good night.
Get the music, stupid. There we go.
Good show tonight.